program is a paid feature of WVRC Media. Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good Wednesday morning. Thanks for turning to the experts. This is Turn to the Experts, Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can reach Advance, as always, call or text 598-9030. And Director of Sales and Service, Josh Heinerman, in with us. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Kyle. How are you today?
I'm doing well. All right, couple of topics today. One being air conditioning, which is right around the corner. We're almost to Memorial Day, which means the AC is probably going to be cranking soon, if it hasn't already. We've had some 80-degree days. I think we had some in April. So maybe folks have started those air conditioners already, and they've detected some problems. We'll get into that. And also, low water pressure. That's kind of a plague. Mm-hmm. That's a plague for people. We'll talk about that later. Okay, what are the signs that your air conditioner, when you turn it on for the first time this season, needs repaired, serviced, or replaced?
Sure. So as far as, you know, the first time you get to kick your AC on, things you're going to want to look for. You're going to want to look and see if, you know, lights are dimming more than usual, or if you're even seeing lights dim now and you haven't seen them dim before in the past, like whenever the AC actually goes to kick on. Just kind of overall struggling to cool down, especially now. I mean, and now where we're having these kind of colder nights and these not super, super hot days, if your AC is struggling to cool now, just wait until it see what it does in July. And a good way to kind of tell if it's struggling to cool is, you know, just honestly look at the numbers on your thermostat. If you have it set to 70 degrees and the numbers match all day, you're probably okay. But if you notice, like in the evening, you know, if it's set on 70, it starts to creep up to 71, 72, good idea to shut that system down, check your air filter, make sure it's all good to go, and then and see if there's any ice around any of the lines or anything like that, where you can see like where the piping goes from the inside to the outside unit. Check for any ice in those areas there. Also, too, they can tend to, you know, they've been sitting dormant all winter long. You're going to want to look and make sure there's no leaves or like no debris or sticks or anything like that down inside of the unit. I actually had one not too long ago that actually throughout the winter, tree branch had just kind of fallen down inside of like the fan shroud. Guy went to go kick his AC on and it burned up a condenser fan motor. Yeah, so the first time they go to use it all summer, or the first time they go to use it in the spring, of course it's on a weekend, stick jammed down inside of there and it just didn't work out for him. So we were able to get it fixed and get it up and running, but just wasn't fun, that's for sure.
Okay, the first thing you said there, the lights in your home dim when you turn the AC on. What's happening to cause that?
So there's a couple different things that could cause that to happen. The most common thing that can cause it to happen, there's a part inside the air conditioner called a capacitor. That capacitor is starting to get a little bit weak. And because it's weak, it's drawing just a little bit more power than what it should whenever it goes to initially kick on. So the capacitor is probably the number one thing. Probably the second most common thing is actually the problem is in the breaker box itself. Maybe those connections actually on the breaker just throughout the years have, you know, kind of loosened up a little bit and you don't have a good solid connection there.
Okay, so that's not necessarily a major problem.
Not necessarily a major problem. It definitely is a good indicator that something is wrong or something is starting to go wrong. It's one of the few things in the industry that'll give you send up a little bit of a warning shot before it just completely goes out.
All right, we talk all the time about changing the filter, and I'm pretty obsessive about that. I change it when the air conditioner's running a lot or the heat's running a lot. I change it at least once a month. Although these filters say you can, they last 2 or 3 months. What's your recommendation there? A, how often should you change it? And B, what are the best filters to use?
So definitely check every month. Replace every 2 to 3, or replace it every month. Kind of use your best judgment. If you pull the filter out and it looks like it's wearing a dust blanket, take it off, replace the air filter. If you're using, most customers have like a 1-inch style air filter, use that kind of Filtreat basic brand. Don't go super high end with it. You can actually do more damage than good, but use that kind of basic one. So like I said, check it every month, replace at least every 3.
My rule of thumb is I take the filter out, and obviously it's going to be gray. Probably the first or second day you put a filter in, it gets a little gray because of the dust. I compare it to the color of the brand new filter.
That's a great way to do it. Also to shining it up to, so putting the filter like in front of a light. Bright light. If you can see through it really clearly, you're okay. If you can't really see through it, it's time to replace it. And when in doubt, replace it. I mean, you said you're obsessive about replacing your air filter, hence why I don't think any of our service guys have ever had to come to your house.
That's some simple maintenance you can do to save yourself a lot of grief.
Absolutely.
All right, talk about service. How important is it to have your unit serviced early in the season before it gets really hot?
So I'm going to answer that question with another question. How important is it to have the oil changed in your car before you drive to Florida? It's pretty important, right? There's no difference in that same concept. Your air conditioning system is getting ready to take a road trip all summer long, and it's going to be running really hard. Have it checked out. Have the condenser coil cleaned. Have all your drain lines cleared out on it. Let's check all the refrigerant pressures and temperatures and make sure it's operating at its peak efficiency to, you know, get you through the summer and hopefully extend and keep continuing to add years of life onto the equipment.
All right, 598-9030, that's the number to reach Advance. And you service any unit?
Anything. Yep. If it gets hot or cold, I can fix it.
And it doesn't have to be a unit that Advance has installed. You'll service anybody's unit.
Yeah, we'll service any brand, service units installed by any company. It doesn't matter. Our team of technicians can work on anything.
All right, before we take our first break and move on, you're a certified Carrier dealer. Give us the pitch for the Carrier. What makes Carrier the best if people are considering a new unit?
Oh, for sure. There's a million reasons why I think the Carrier is the best, but the biggest thing that I could say about Carrier is, number one, they invented air conditioning, so they've always kind of pushed the envelope, and they've been on that cutting edge since Willis Carrier invented air conditioning way back over 100 years ago. Carrier has always kind of led the charge whenever it came to research and development on pushing that envelope on not only the most efficient equipment, but what was the most efficient refrigerants. And anyone who kind of, if you follow the industry, you'll see that Carrier has always kind of been on that cutting edge and pulled everyone else along with them. They've always kind of had to play catch up. Carrier's hands down the best product. They spend the money on research and development. Their back dealer support is absolutely fantastic. And then even too, the biggest, boldest statement that we can put out there, because we're a factory authorized Carrier dealer, Carrier offers 100% satisfaction guarantee. What that means is if I install your system and it doesn't perform the way that it's supposed to within that first year, Carrier will give you two options. Number one, they will have me replace the equipment, or B, they will write you a check for exactly what you paid for that install, and you're welcome to take that money and go and buy whatever brand of heating or air conditioning system that you want to. That's a huge, bold statement. Carrier is the only one out there that actually makes that statement. And because we're a factory authorized Carrier dealer, Carrier puts enough trust into us to make sure that the equipment is sized correctly and it's installed correctly. They know that the dealer side of the equation is out. They know that, okay, if there's a problem in that first year, it was probably a manufacturing defect. I've been with the company for 12 years now, and I can count on one hand the times that we've had to take advantage of that 100% satisfaction guarantee. Fortunately, actually 3 of them were in a row. They were actually on a new product that Carrier not only had us go in and replace the equipment, they paid us to go in and do it. They knew that they knew that there was an issue on the assembly line. So that was another reason why I really like Carrier. They really watch their warranty claims. They talk to their dealers very, very consistently. If a dealer brings a problem up to a rep from the factory, it's taken care of immediately. Hey, if there's one thing I can say about Carrier, especially for as large of a corporation as it is, they really care about their dealers. They really care about the end user, the customer of the product. So they move fast on things like that. That's something I can really appreciate about them.
And there's Carrier Cool Cash rebate deals available.
Yeah. So Carrier just extended their Cool Cash rebate period again. And what Cool Cash is now through, it started in March through June 30th, we're seeing instant rebates on systems up to $1,200 off, $1,200, $1,500 off of new equipment sales right now. So it's definitely a huge savings, that's for sure.
All right, the Carrier Cool Cash Rebates, that deal extended through the end of June. We are with Josh Heiderman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can reach Advanced at 598-9030. And again, if you're thinking of a new system, a new unit, you got that deal, that Carrier Cool Cash Rebate deal extended through June. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation. This is Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR. Turn to the Experts on this Wednesday morning here on WAJR. We are with Josh Heiderman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. We talked air conditioning the first segment, and the second half of that company title is plumbing. So you're into plumbing. You've always been, but you've made an emphasis. You put an emphasis on the plumbing side of the business the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we've been in the plumbing industry for roughly about, I think we're in year six of doing new construction plumbing. And then we've done service plumbing throughout the years, but we are really launching our service plumbing side of the company this year. We've got a couple absolute rock stars out there right now in service vans. So we're happy to have those guys be out and go and serve our customers at the same level that the HVAC guys do. So,
all right. Phone rings, customer calls. I got low water pressure. It's just trickling. Help.
Yeah. Very, very common thing, especially for our Cheat Lake customers, low water pressure. Kind of the first thing to look for. So if you have low water pressure, let's isolate. Is it just in one sink or does it seem to be in the entire house? One of the absolute most common things that we get called out for is, okay, my bathroom sink, water's barely coming out of it. Okay. In every faucet, there is a product called an aerator on that faucet. It's a little piece that just adds air to it, and it unscrews from the bottom of the faucet. Nine times out of ten, that aerator's clogged up. That is something that a homeowner can absolutely look up. But they can Google how to clean an aerator. You'll find a million different step-by-step guides. To get that aerator out of there, you literally clean it with the same water. If it's really bad, you can dump it in some vinegar or CLR to kind of get that calcium off of it. But always recommend that customer try little things like that first. Save yourself some money. I'd love to send a service plumber to your house, but take care of the aerator stuff yourself. You can definitely handle that.
Okay, so that's if it's just in one one sink. You clean the aerator, and it's probably a good idea, part of your spring cleaning routine, to go around and take all the aerators off and clean them out. Okay, what if the low water pressure is symptomatic of the entire home?
Absolutely. So if it's symptomatic of the entire home, there's a couple different things. Number one, so we talk about air filters a ton. We don't talk about water filters very often. Check and see if your house has a water filter. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most houses actually have a small water filter on them, whether they are whether they're city water or well water. All well water systems will have a water filtration system to them. Check and see where your water filter is in the house, and then you can kind of look like a step-by-step guide on how to replace that water filter. Your water filter is always going to be close to your main water shutoff, which that's another one of those things that every homeowner should absolutely know where their main water shutoff is. A surprising amount of customers don't. A little bit scary. So everyone who's listening, please make sure they know where their main water shutoff is, especially in the event of emergency. You have a major leak or something like that in a house, you need to know where that main water shutoff is.
Well, you've got the things on the toilets that can come loose and cause a flood. You've got another big issue is the hookups to your washer. How often does that happen at one of those dry rots or comes apart and you've got water pouring through your utility room? So there's many, many issues there where you need to know where to shut that water off.
Absolutely.
Okay, what about clogged drains? How do you diagnose that? And are there some steps you can take chemically treating it? Is that a good idea before you call Advanced?
So I'm a person who I really don't like chemical treatments. I don't. I've seen them kind of counteract and do some pretty wild things. Kind of my general rule of thumb is if your house is older, like if you know that you have cast iron piping in your house or you have copper drain lines in your house, do not use chemicals to treat it. Do not use a Drano, anything like that, to treat it. If you have plastic piping in the house, you can try Drano once. don't dump gallons of Drano down your plumbing system. All you end up doing is kind of making that Drano compound on that clog, and then by the time someone gets in there to truly be able to fix the clog and take care of it, we end up, you know, getting chemicals all over the place on our tools and on our equipment and all that fun stuff. It rarely does Drano work. A lot of times, if you have, you know, let's say you have a bathroom sink that's clogging up, couple easy things to do, you know, pull that pop-off valve, you know, your little plunger that goes down inside there that stops the water, pull that up out of there, and a lot of times you'll pull a hairball up out of there. Another kind of quick trick, I feel like most homeowners do have a shop vac. Pull that little plunger up out of there and put your shop vac down inside of there, and you can actually free up any clogs that might be inside of that little trap there. Do that two or three different times, you know, fill it up full of water and then pull it out with a shop vac. Fill it up full of water, pull it out with a shop vac. Or even to the, you know, you can go to Lowe's and buy those little sticks that have little grabbers on it, like just specifically for going down drains. Those are fantastic as long as you keep a hold of them.
Yeah.
Don't drop them down the drains. We've had to fish many of them out of drains, but they do a pretty nice job for smaller type repairs like that. Yeah, a homeowner can definitely handle something like that. Now, if it gets in anything larger than that, we have plenty of tools and products and the skills and the expertise available to be able to really clear that drain line out and even clean it up like new again.
Okay, so drain is one thing, but if that clog reaches your pipe, then you need professional help.
Yes, yep, absolutely. If it starts to really back up, so if you start noticing more than one thing start to back up, or if you flush your toilet and you have water come up out of your bathtub or your shower, so something like that, you have a pretty large clog. Yeah. I definitely recommend bringing in a professional for that.
Okay, and leaks, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Sure. Okay, is there any way to self-diagnose a leak? Or do you, you know, a lot of times you don't even know it till you have a catastrophe.
Yeah, or you have a gigantic water bill show up.
Yes.
Most common places to where, so let's say you do get a giant water bill. You know, most common places to look for a leak is just listen and hear if you hear the toilet running. Also, what you can do as well too, take a little bit of food coloring. Put a few drops of food coloring in the top of all your toilet tanks before you go to bed at night. The next morning, if there's any of that food coloring that's in the bowl itself, that means that toilet is running or it's letting some of that water drop into that
side. So if it goes from the tank to the bowl, you've got a leak.
Yes. If it goes from the tank to the bowl, you have a leak.
Or if you fill the tank with food coloring and it's all gone in the morning, you've got a leak.
Yep. Exactly. So okay. A good solid overnight test can at least point a customer in the right direction on where their problem may be. Also, you know, let's say you have a, you know, outside of that, you know, kind of the more second most common leak, especially this time of year, people are starting to turn on their outdoor hose pickets. We're seeing a ton of those right now that have sat dormant all winter long. Mm-hmm. First time a customer goes to use them this year, a lot of gunk goes through that, and it causes problems. So your second most common area for a leak is actually at your hose bib outside.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, check that. I kind of use mine whenever the weather's okay in the winter. Like, I'll go out and wash my – I know I'm a little crazy, but I'll go out and wash my car. So that hose gets a little bit of use in the – now, it's got a switch where you can – you can turn it off, which is good, because if that freezes up, you've got a major problem. Anyway, okay, what type of emergency services do you provide? I wake up in the middle of the night and my washing machine, my toilet, I've got a major leak.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah, so first thing, turn your water main off.
Yes.
Absolutely turn your water main off, and then give our office a shout. You'll talk to a live person in the middle of the night. They'll get a message over to our on-call technician, and we'll do our best to get them out there that day, actually.
Wow.
We have a primary service plumber, and then we have two guys that we can kind of we can mix and match and throw out there on service plumbing as well, too. So for those emergency calls, we take those very, very seriously. But that's one of the most important things is first thing is shut the main off to the house and let's isolate where the problem is. A lot of times when you have those, you know, kind of catastrophic or massive water leaks, it's usually back at the water heater, actually. Either the tank is cracked or There's a little valve on there, a pop-off valve, mm-hmm. that the water pressure goes too high. That pop-off valve blows, and it can dump some water down in the basement or crawl space, wherever the water heater happens to be.
Okay, so if I've got an emergency in the middle of the night, I'm going to talk to somebody if I call Advance.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Okay. Yeah, you'll talk to our answering service, and they'll get a message over to the on-call tech.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Again, a middle of the night emergency or a weekend emergency, a holiday emergency, somebody's going to answer, and they're going to help you with Advanced HVAC and plumbing. Again, you can reach Advanced. Give them a call, 598-9030 with Advanced HVAC and plumbing. Again, the second half of that title, Advanced Plumbing. You guys are really rolling there in that regard.
Really are. It's been really exciting to see the amount of customers we've served this year already. It's great.
All right. Very good. Great information. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. Again, remember those Carrier Cool Cash rebates. They're extended through the end of June. And write that phone number down. Post it up on your refrigerator, because when something happens bad, you're going to want to call Advance. They're going to help you out as quick as they can. 598-9030. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate
it, guys.
Talk
to you again next month. That's Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday, Advance HVAC and Plumbing, here on WAJR.